Perek Tes, Mishnah Zion. Bamed Dvarim Amurim. When are we saying that which we just said earlier in Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav? Bizman Shehi Kli Michulcheles. If the Kaveres is a Kli, meaning it's an entire Kli, that it's able to bring Toma and not be a Chatzitza, and also Michulcheles, and also that it's a Kli which is unstable, it's moving, it's not attached to the walls. But Haisa Pechusa, let's say the Kli was lost its status of a Kli because it was damaged, Upekuka Bekash, and that was sealed with straw. Or, so in such a case, since it's no longer a Kli, it can now be a Ohel and be Chotzeitz. Oyafutza, or if it was actually attached to the walls, and Eze Yafutza, what's considered attached to the wall? She'ein la tefach mimakei mechad, that there's no airspace or distance of a tefach between the kaveres and the doorposts of the house. In that case, kezayis min ha-meis dosen dachteho, if you have a kezayis from a mace underneath the kaveres outside the house, and since now it is a oihel, keneg de'aratohim tamei, going all the way down is going to be tamei because it is tuma ritzutzahi, it's not because it's less than a tefach, but everything else is going to be tohar because the kaveres has the status of an oihel, which could be chaytzeitz bifnei ha-tuma. That it won't be bakeva oila, the tumor won't go upwards. Al gab, if the kazayas of the mace was on top of the kaveres, then going upwards will be tamei, kenegda yad rekiya is tamei, b'saicha, but underneath will be tahar. What if the tumor is b'saicha? The kazayas of the mace is inside the kaveres, oi bebayas, or if it's inside the house, then taicha v'habayas tamei, both inside the kaveres and the house will be considered tamei, because since the inside, the mouth of the kaveres is facing the inside, the tumor goes from the kaveres into the house, and from the house into the kaveres. Mishnah Ches. Haisa, if the kaveres was broken, so it's not a kli, rather it is now an oihel. And gevaya min ha'aretz tefach, it was a tefach above the ground. Tuma tachteha, if there's tuma underneath it, outside the house, habaye oi babayis, or if it's in the house, or inside of the actual kaveres, hakol tummy, everything's going to be tummy, because since the tumma, since the mouth of the kaveres is facing inwards, the tumma goes into the house, and also if there's tumma in the house, everything will go into the kaveres. Ela gaba, the exception for this will be that which is on top of the kaveres outside the house. Even if you have tumma inside the kaveres, the upper side of the kaveres would be a chatzitza, and therefore anything there outside the house would be tahar, whereas what's inside the house would be tamei because of the fact that it's inside of the house. Algaba, what if the tumah was on top of the kaveres outside the house? Keneg the other rakia, opposite it to the rakia is tamei, like we explained earlier, because we look at it as tumah ritzutza, but it doesn't go down because the kaveres can be a chaytzeitz.